This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A guy by the name of Randall Quarles lost part of his job this week. For those of you who are saying, Randall who right now? Well, allow me. Mr. Quarles is a member of the Federal Reserve's Board of Governors, and as such, he of course participates in those big interest rate setting meetings we tell you about every 8 weeks or so. But Quarles and other board members have side hustles, too. And Quarles has been, for the past 4 years, the Fed's vice chair for supervision, basically the central bank's top cop on banking. But the Fed announced this week Quarles' four-year term is going to be allowed to expire with no one replacing him. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains what's going on.
Usually there are seven Fed governors, including the chair and two vice chairs. They're appointed by the president and confirmed by the Senate, but the Board of Governors is supposed to be independent, apolitical. In fact,
it's actually set up a lot like many corporate boards.
Andrew Levin is a former Fed economist now teaching economics at Dartmouth College. How much power do the Fed governors have over the economy? Well, they do vote on interest rates, but
The Fed chair is the CEO. The agenda, as I say, is set by the Fed chair.
Levin says when he was at the Fed, it was common knowledge that in the 90s, on Friday afternoons before big meetings to set interest rates, Chair Alan Greenspan would walk down the hall, stopping by each governor's office to tell them, okay, this is what we're going to do. Greenspan's successors, Ben Bernanke and Janet Yellen, were very different, says Scott Brown, chief economist of Raymond James, which is a current Marketplace underwriter.
Both Bernanke and Yellen had this view that, you know, they don't know everything. Are willing to listen to other points of view. And really, the Fed tries to come to its monetary policy decisions by consensus.
Brown says it's still collegial under current chair Jerome Powell. Now, these governors specialize in certain areas like consumer affairs and community banking. Georgetown finance professor Rina Agarwal says the vice chair for supervision oversees banks and is responsible for
what happens during a crisis times and, what restrictions are put on dividend payments or repurchases of stock.
This is the position that's empty now. Agarwal says whoever President Biden chooses to fill it will focus on issues like economic inequality. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.